The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
We're back at 8:04, final hour of the show. I'm Randy Corcoran, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. And because I like threes, I've added a new list. Your sycophantic, deplorable Trump cultist. I guess there's four in there. Either way, so good to have you along. Final hour of the show, and very excited to talk to somebody who I actually got to know, got connected with when he was in Denver. Man, this was before the election of President Trump, before he became a deputy assistant to the president. Was it maybe even before Donald Trump was the candidate? Maybe he can tell us. His show now airs right here on 710 KNUS from 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. The voice you can recognize. If you never even knew the name, you'd know the face and the voice. And he joins us now. Sebastian Gorka, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir. It's interesting. I'm trying to think when you and I connected. Were you in Denver before Donald Trump was even the nominee or before the primaries? Do you remember why you were out here?
This is ancient history.
It is.
I have to go back and check. But I think he was already he was definitely candidate Trump, yes.
All right. Well, I'm grateful that since you've become such a bigwig that you still stay in touch. I do appreciate it, sir. And I want to tell you, and this is a kind of off-the-cuff question, but it's very apropos to the calls I've been getting today. Your show replaces a live and local show here on 710 KNUS, one that was popular. And so I wanted to ask you, there is so much value to national programming and people who have been, you know, inside the Trump administration and have the level of connections that you have. What do you have to offer to the folks who are calling and telling me that, not criticizing you in any way, but saying, you know, we miss our live and local afternoon show that's been replaced?
Yeah, that's an important question. Look, people have to understand that we are in a war to save our republic. My new book is called The War for America's Soul. And local news, local shows are important. But if we don't reelect Donald Trump in 318 days, it doesn't matter what you care about, whether it's pro-life, whether it's the First Amendment, whether it's the Second Amendment, all of them are at risk because the Democrat Party has been taken over by radicals and extremists. And right now, when you can access, I have 2 million listeners. I was in the White House. I served Mr. Trump as his advisor. I served President Trump as his strategist in the White House. We need to come together as a nation. 63 million Americans chose a non-politician to be our president for the first time in, you know, every single president since Washington has either been a politician or a general. We chose the non-politician to drain the swamp. He's added $11 trillion to our economy. We have the best unemployment figure since 1969, and they want to impeach him. So, you know, radio is about providing information. It's about keeping us, you know, together as a team. So, you know, that's my contribution as a guy who worked for Mr. Trump and then President Trump, is to make sure as many of us are part of the team that's making America great again.
Mark Levin airs on our station from 7 to 10, and everybody that I know who loves our local programming is also a big fan of Mark Levin. About a month ago, we had an event here. Michelle Malkin and Dennis Prager headlined it. It was terrific, a packed house of people. And it was called The War for America's Soul. You have a book by the same name, and I just want to share with folks what Mark Levin said about it. Take it from someone who's been on the inside, who understands the fight we're currently in, and who knows what must be done to save our country. Dr. Sebastian Gorka's latest book, The War for America's Soul, leverages the former White House strategist's expertise, driven by his determination to preserve what made America great in the first place. And that's what you now do as a national Salem host every time you open your mouth.
Yeah, I am very, very, very grateful to the great one, for Mark Levin, for endorsing my book, The War for America's Soul, and to Salem for naming that tour, that speaking tour with all my colleagues, with Michelle and others, after the book as well. This is, you know, you've heard it a million times before, doesn't matter how old you are, this is the most consequential election in your life. This is absolutely that election. Think about what we just saw occur a few days ago. A man who has committed no crime, a man who didn't take the job because he needed the money, he didn't take the job because he needed the fame, his last name was already a global brand, he was already a billionaire. He came to the White House to serve the forgotten men and women of America, and he has done so. It doesn't matter who you are, what your skin color is, where you were born, if you're an American, you are safer and you are more prosperous as a nation. This isn't about the 1%. If you've got a 401k, you are doing better under this president, and they want to remove him. Think about, you know, that classic moment in the recent Democrat debate where the moderator asked, raise your hand if you would provide taxpayer-funded medical insurance to illegal aliens. Every single Democrat candidate raised their hand. That is the insanity. They want to do away with your Second Amendment rights. They want to censor you on social media, your First Amendment rights. They want to have third trimester abortion. Sometimes they are arguing, like the governor of Richmond, the governor of Virginia, the butcher of Richmond, Governor Northam, says, hey, you can decide after the child is born whether to keep it alive. This is the level of conflict involved. These are the stakes involved. Everybody has to be part of the solution. If you love this country, support this president, and let's get him reelected in a year's time.
Talking with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, his book was released in October, The War for America's Soul. And, you know, I don't even watch the Democrat debates anymore. I'll just read commentary about it because they're boring. It's pablum. It's like, you know, school kids fighting to be the school board president or something like that. They're not serious people.
Yeah.
But what you said about decline, their hero, the last elected Democrat president, two terms, Barack Hussein Obama, was in a more devious way, was much like Jimmy Carter. He was trying to get us to believe that we have to get used to being an America in decline. He mocked Donald Trump. How are you going to fix this economy? Wave a magic wand. 1-2% economic growth. Get used to it. Manufacturing jobs are gone. They're not coming back. And Donald Trump said, hell no, I know how to fix it. And in 3 years, fighting every possible obstacle that the left, the deep state, the intelligence apparatus could throw at him, has made historic strides in a host of areas.
Yeah, I thank you for mentioning the topic of the deep state. If you check out my book, The War for America's Soul, we went back to the White House earlier this year. I sat down in the Oval Office with my old boss, and we have an exclusive interview. It's the bonus chapter in the book, about the threat of the deep state and what it's going to take to defeat these people. Remember, you know, we have lieutenant colonels in the army. We have ambassadors who say they know better than the man elected by 63 million Americans, and they want to subvert his will. That's the stake involved right now. And I want everybody to check out not only, you know, my website, sebgorka.com, but go to donaldjtrump.com, support this man, because there is nothing more important than bringing us back to that place that Ronald Reagan talked about, being the shining city on the hill. And that's what's happening right now. When you look at what's happened to this nation, this concept of managed decline over the last 40 years, I said it when I was in the White House. I've said it since I left. Donald Trump won despite the GOP, not thanks to the GOP. He is apolitical. Nobody owns him. Not big tobacco, not big pharma, not the unions. That's why he's a threat, because he is doing it for one reason and one reason alone: love of country. So read that bonus chapter in The War for America's Soul and find out just how serious the stakes are at this moment in time.
Yeah, you need to get Amazon to update your posting for your book, The War for America's Soul, for that chapter, because I'm sure that would be very, very attractive to people. Yesterday, we had the outgoing, very important outgoing editor of Christianity Today.
Yes.
Write his silly piece, Trump Should Be Removed from Office. He like all our Denver Post, our statewide newspaper here, and so many papers and others around the country, the 500 legal scholars and all, they take the bogus allegations of the abuse of power, obstruction of Congress as true, and then build a case on that. This guy is too mean, he's too tough, and he did all these things that actually can't and never will be proven against him, and use that to articulate an argument for his removal. It is a joke, but it is a clear sign of the fight, the right versus wrong. It isn't right versus left anymore. It's survival of America, as you described, as the shining city on the hill, and everybody has got to get on board. We're under attack here at this radio station, and the left, and Colorado Antifa members and others have gone on the attack, and local news channels are reporting with glee some of those fights that are going on, and so it's remarkable. And I remind everybody, this isn't the time to back down. Oh, I don't want to be named. I don't want to be in that fight. This is the time to step up. The people who made this country what it is, who founded it, who fought, lost their lives for it, they put everything they had on the line in the worst of conditions. The least we can do is step up, and Americans are stepping up. The fundraising of the Republicans is extraordinary.
Yeah, the GOP, the president's campaign has raised more money in the last month of impeachment than the four top Democrat candidates raised together in the last quarter. It's stunning. People are waking up. The silent majority is growing. But the situation, think about what is occurring. We now know that Adam Schiff, the chairman of the most powerful committee in Congress, the Intelligence Committee, in his report on impeachment, revealed, he didn't hide it, Randy, he revealed that he had acquired, without a warrant, the private telephone log data, not only of private citizens like you and me, including John Solomon, that amazing reporter. He also acquired the private call logs of the president's personal lawyers, not even his White House lawyers, his personal lawyers, Rudy Giuliani and Jay Sekulow. And most disturbing of all, most dictatorial, Adam Schiff, who is perhaps the most mendacious person in Congress. He lies more than any other politician, and that's saying something. He acquired the private call log information of the ranking Republican member of his own committee, Devin Nunes. Randy, that's okay in Venezuela. That's okay in Cuba. That's okay in the old Soviet Union. It is not okay in America.
I've pulled out some selective clips from the just extraordinary interview that Attorney General Barr did with Martha McCallum, two-parter, and played a few of them during the show and commented on them. And, you know, as disappointed as I've been for some of the outcomes, the IG, you know, not being able to draw a conclusion of bias, talk about contorting yourself into a pretzel to avoid the obvious. But when I hear AG Barr talk, when I hear him identify George Soros as someone who influences our elections, when I hear him really walking a fine neutral line, but make clear at the end of some of his comments that we're seriously investigating the possibility that this was criminal activity. Is my confidence in A.G. Barr misplaced, or is he the real deal? Because he sure seems like it.
Yeah, this will have to be my last question. I have to bounce, Randy.
Look, very good.
I've said it for months, as everybody was, you know, conservative press was saying, oh, wow, the IG report's coming, it's going to be great. I said, no, it's not. Inspector Generals, doesn't matter what department, whether it's State Department, DOJ, doesn't matter. Inspector Generals write reports. Inspector Generals are bureaucrats who write reports to protect bureaucracies. The idea that he found, not 17, he found more than 50 irregularities, omissions, and distortions in the FISA warrants used to spy on our campaign, and he said, oh, he couldn't find political bias. Are you kidding me? Every single omission, lie, and distortion went in one direction. None of them favored us. None of them favored the president. And when you got text messages from senior FBI agents and lawyers saying, we have an insurance policy, and we're not going to let him win, are we? That's all you need to prosecute people for abuse of power. To your question, AG Barr is the real deal. He is a honey badger. He is quiet, but he is deadly. And his man, John Durham, the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, has built his reputation on one thing, putting bad guys away. And I mean bad guys who wear a badge and a gun. He takes crooked, corrupt cops, and he puts them in jail. So I know people are impatient, but remember, AG Barr was only confirmed in February of this year. It's only been 8 months. So patience, my friends, but key corrupt figures from the Obama administration will be charged and, God willing, will go to jail.
Sebastian Gorka, will you take 15 seconds, tell folks where you're at so they can feel good about the youth of America right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I just spoke at the Turning Point USA Summit, Student Action Summit in Florida, where we have 4,000 young American patriots from across the country. What Charlie Kirk has done is amazing. Support Turning Point USA and check out, they'll be live streaming later this evening. Guess who's going to address them today as their final speaker? My old boss, the President of the United States.
I've never seen anybody with more energy, and I really appreciate you, Carr. I know how busy you are this weekend, and thanks for squeezing out some time for us here in Denver.
Absolutely. Check out my website, sedwalker.com. Listen to the show, and check out my book, The War for America's Soul. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, Randy.
Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. We'll get right straight to the break right now. Phones are wide open once again, 303-696-1971, if you want to get back on board. Got a whole lot more of that AG Barr interview as well. Very important stuff. And so we'll just keep it moving if you stay with us here at 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
And I wish it was a music show today. Man, oh man, folks have strong feelings. I get it. I get it. I really, really do. It's 8:26 though. One line is open now, 303-696-1971. I'm sitting there wrapping up with Sebastian Gorka. My phone starts ringing. It says Peter Boyles. I'm like, dude, you understand I'm on the radio from 6 to 9, right? But anyway, I called him back on the break, and he does think he'll be back in town in time for Monday morning. So I will be with you Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. It's one of the reasons I haven't been so antsy to talk about a dozen different topics, because I know I've got a fairly full week ahead with you. But Peter will be back in the saddle Monday morning if all goes according to plan. Phones have been hot all morning long. I'd love to play more of this AG Barr stuff with you, and we may squeeze some more in before the end of the show, but right now, let's see. Looks like Cheryl in Arvada's been waiting. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Randy.
Morning.
I started listening to Gorka when he first came on, and I hope that he does, as he has, well, it's been a replay. I don't know what time he's really on.
He's on 1 to 4 now.
Well, now, but when we get him at 10 o'clock.
No, he's on 710 KNUS now, 1 to 4.
I know, but he used to be on at 10.
Yeah, that was a replay, and I actually don't know if that's his live time or not. Yeah, I'll check that on a break.
Try to figure out with Mark Levin, but anyway, he needs to keep repeating his and his family's story. People in this country, I think anybody under 60, really has no clue what other people in other countries have gone through. And for he and his family to make it to America and now be so blessed, and it's just, they need to realize how lucky we are, the ones that sit around complaining about America. They need to know that we're the best. And as far as the impeachment, now Mark Levin said that if Nancy Pelosi doesn't send it over, she wants to just keep sitting on it, the Senate can say null and void, and that's it. I don't know. I trust Mark Levin when it comes to the Constitution.
Well, let me throw two things at you. Number one, I read Sebastian Gorka's first book, Why We Fight, where he talks about where he came from, his history, his family's history, coming from Hungary. Became a Hungarian-American military and intelligence analyst and worked his way up to deputy assistant to President Donald J. Trump. Pretty darn cool. And it is so easy, and especially the snowflake college kids who are, you know, pounding for socialism and shutting down free speech and don't want to hear controversial ideas and all of that. They have no idea what life under that kind of a system, that kind of a government really is.
They don't.
And so if people get Gorka's book, War for America's Soul, I would suggest they buy them both because his history is very compelling. He made it pretty clear when I asked him about coming on today. He's at the TPUSA convention or whatever it is and was really, really tied up. But I was glad he spent a little time here and answered the question about, you know, live versus local programming and stuff. But I didn't have time to get into his background, that's for sure. And then as far as Levin goes, he's not the only one. You know, I don't know if you heard the opening of the show, but the top Democrat legal scholar who testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee against Donald Trump, Noah Feldman, he wrote a piece. It's in Bloomberg. It came out on Thursday. Trump isn't impeached until the House tells the Senate. Taking the vote is not enough.
All right.
This is a leftist who hates Trump, who was cross-examined into oblivion as far as any kind of, you know, lack of bias or objectivity. And he says, according to the Constitution, impeachment is a process, not just the vote. So I agree with Mark Levin. I agree with Noah Feldman. Others are pushing back on it.
Well,
my feeling, and until I didn't hear Mark Levin, so tell me if he said anything about this. If these articles of impeachment voted on by this Congress don't get transmitted to the Senate before the expiration of this Congress, in other words, before January 1st, then I think they're null and void, too. Did Levin say anything about the timing?
I don't recall if he did. I was just so overjoyed to hear null and void. But then on the other hand, doesn't that give the lefties say, oh, see, they didn't want to do it because they know he's guilty. I mean, Randy, I'm going to have an Elvis moment with my TV. I really am. You remember him shooting his TV?
Yeah.
Well, I swear to God, I'm going to shoot my TV one of these days, but...
Well, you know my law firm handles gun crime, so keep us in mind.
I don't even have one. I had an AR-15, and then my arthritis got so bad I couldn't cock it anymore.
Oh, man.
I had a beautiful Colt 38 Detective Special that somebody broke into my other condo and stole. And so I just haven't got another one, but I really need to do that. I feel safer with Trump and that I don't have to really be in a hurry like I did under somebody else.
Well, you won't have to worry about a knock on your door then when the red flag law kicks in January 1st. There's a whole nother topic for another day. But, Cheryl, I wish you, I'll be back on Tuesday. Peter's here Monday. I'm in for him Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Hope maybe we'll talk again. But Merry Christmas.
I hope your family's healthy for the holidays.
Boy, we're trying. I'll tell you, it's been a struggle last month. It's something.
Well,
God bless you, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Very, very much. Let's see. Do we have to? Yeah, we've got time for another call. 303-696-1971. If you'd like to grab Cheryl's line, let's go to Joan in Lakewood. Good morning.
Hey, how are you, Randy?
Am I okay?
That's good. I was sad to hear what happened and how that went down with Chuck and Julie, but I do like Gorka an awful lot. I have listened to him in the past at night, and I saw him in D.C. in October when I went there in person with the March for Trump. So he is really a very exciting person to listen to, and he is almost as knowledgeable as Mark Levin, I think. And
well, and he's got a different framework for his knowledge, too. He was an intelligence guy. You know, Mark was a lawyer in the Reagan administration. So it's a both really, really bright people. Salem's definitely has the best national hosts. There's no way around that. Rush Limbaugh would probably be the only one who you could say tops any of them.
Yeah, and I saw that he was there for Turning Point. So he kind of does have, you know, a younger audience as well. I mean, they know who he is. And I saw a little bit of Sean Hannity's speech to the Turning Point kids as well.
Ah. Well, I haven't seen any of it. I've been working on an editorial. Some of my Tea Party buddies are going to kill me. Cory Gardner will do the right things, acquit President Trump, and win in 2020. I hope that gets published Sunday. If so, we'll talk about it next week. But I know people can see video from Turning Point USA, and I think it's really important for everybody, all age groups, to just see the enthusiasm of young college-aged people for this president and the progress that is being made. So I'm really glad that you brought it up, Joan, and thanks for waiting to weigh in this morning.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Randy.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And lines are full. Joan's line is open, 303-696-1971. One thing I wanted to do, because it's not very long before we get back to the phones, talked a little bit, and I'm sure you've heard about it, the Christianity Today article, Trump Should Be Removed from Office. Really important, this editor, Mark Galley, is outgoing. He's done. So he has nothing to lose by jumping in with the Never Trumpers and the intelligence folks and the deep staters and everybody who is fighting to get Trump out. But if you read the thing, it just, you know, it buys into, it treats as fact things that haven't been and never will be proven because they're not true. But I wanted to share with you Franklin Graham's response. It's not very long, and I think it's worth hearing. I don't usually like to read things to you, but I'm going to do this one. Franklin Graham, my response to Christianity Today. Christianity Today released an editorial stating that President Trump should be removed from office, and they invoked my father's name, I suppose, to try to bring legitimacy to their statements. So I feel it is important for me to respond. Yes, my father, Billy Graham, founded Christianity Today, but no, he would not agree with their opinion. He would not agree with their opinion piece. In fact, he would be very disappointed. I have not previously shared who my father voted for in the past election, but because of this article, I feel it is necessary to share it now. My father knew Donald Trump. He believed in Donald Trump, and he voted for Donald Trump. He believed that Donald J. Trump was the man for this hour in history for our nation. For Christianity Today to side with the Democrat Party in a totally partisan attack on the President of the United States is unfathomable. Christianity Today failed to acknowledge that not one single Republican voted with the Democrats to impeach the President. I know a number of Republicans in Congress, and many of them are strong Christians. If the President were guilty of what the Democrats claimed, these Republicans would have joined with the Democrats to impeach him. But the Democrats were not even unanimous. Two voted against impeachment, and one voted present. This impeachment was politically motivated, 100% partisan. Why would Christianity Today choose to take the side of the Democrat left, whose only goal is to discredit and smear the name of a sitting president? They want readers to believe the Democrat leadership rather than believe the President of the United States. And we'll wrap up here with these last couple of short paragraphs. Look at all the president has accomplished in a very short time. The economy of our nation is the strongest it has been in 50 years. ISIS and the caliphate have been defeated, and the president has renegotiated trade deals to benefit all Americans. The list of accomplishments is long, but for me as a Christian, the fact that he is the most pro-life president, I repeat, the most pro-life president in modern history is extremely important, and Christianity Today wants us to ignore that, to say it doesn't count. The president has been a staunch defender of religious freedom at home and around the world, and Christianity today wants us to ignore that. Also, the president has appointed conservative judges in record number, and Christianity Today wants us to ignore that. Christianity Today feels he should be removed from office because of false accusations. You cannot say this enough. False accusations that the president emphatically denies. Christianity Today said it's time to call a spade a spade. The spade is this. This is Franklin Graham talking, the son of the founder of this magazine. Christianity Today has been used by the left for their political agenda. It's obvious that Christianity Today has moved to the left and is representing the elitist liberal wing of evangelicalism. Is President Trump guilty of sin? Of course he is, as we're all past presidents, and as each one of us are, including myself. Therefore, let's pray for the president as he continues to lead the affairs of our nation. Franklin Graham responding to Christianity Today. Really, if you read the article, you know where the premise, you know what it builds its facts from and draws where it draws its conclusions from. So it can be completely discarded. But I thought it important that the son of the founder of the magazine decided that he should push back. So I wanted to share that with you. I know we've got phone calls. I want to leave some time on the other side. So we will take our break right now. We'll wrap up with all of the phone calls we can do between now and the end of the show. Jimmy Sangenberger at the top of the hour. I'm Randy Corporan. It's 710 KNUS.
Download our free mobile app and listen to 710 KNUS on your phone or hear us at home or at work on your Alexa device. Details at 710KNUS.com. Message and data rates apply. We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
It's a good-looking day for rock and roll. Sun is up, headed to 60 today on this very first day of winter. In 12 hours and 34 minutes, it will be the beginning of winter. On this, the shortest day of the year for us, 60 degrees today, 64 tomorrow, 55 on Monday. And then we get another cool off. It's 8:45, about 14 minutes now to go. Till the top of the hour, Jimmy Sangenberger is in at 9, and I promised we'd get to as many phone calls as we can, so let's start with Chris in Littleton. Good morning. Chris, you there?
Yeah, Randy, can you hear me? Sorry about that.
All right, man, put the bong down. Talk straight into the phone.
Well, I don't know if I was smoking. Actually, I don't smoke marijuana, Randy, but...
All right. It's a joke. What do you got, buddy?
Apropos Stephen's tweet last night was Kurt Woodland fired.
You'll have to talk to Stephen, man. I didn't hear the show, and I'm just not willing to weigh in on employee decisions or anything else other than to say that people that I like and respect, I'll always have their back, and... you know, sometimes you know too much to weigh in as well. So,
okay, that's
yeah.
What it sounds like.
Is that your only reason for calling?
No, I just wanted to defend Kurt.
All right. Because you know what's interesting is what you told the producer is that you wanted to talk about why Democrats are doing something. So why do you have to lie to get on the air and then take me someplace that I just have no interest in going? What's the value in that to you, Liberal Chris?
Sometimes I go into the weeds, but I did want to speak to, you know, impeachment.
All right, you got
it. At the end of the day, what this comes down to is us Democrats are going to use, like, every single mechanism possible in order, because we play offensive politics at this point. I mean, I'm under no illusion that if Republicans had the opportunity to impeach Obama on even the most, like, technical grounds, I think you guys would have taken advantage of that.
Oh, my God, there were plenty of opportunities to impeach Obama. And the Republicans took the House back under Obama. They took the Senate back under Obama, a bunch of governorships and state houses around the country as well, and never thought to go down that road. Fast and furious, using the IRS to take out liberty activists and Tea Party groups, spying on the media. Give me a break, man.
Okay.
This is all new from radical fascist Nancy Pelosi.
I would have defended the decision to impeach Obama. At this point, what we have is we don't really elect our people via elections. We use levers of power, like through the courts. We use it through, like, regulation. You guys use it at the ballot box for voter suppression. Democracy is messy, and I'm saying this is part of the mess.
Voter suppression.
Fine.
What a joke. Come on, Chris. Do a little more homework. Do you think that people can't get an ID in order to vote, a free ID, one that can be mailed, people who can be picked up, photographs that can be now submitted online, that somebody can't get an ID to vote? The left wants illegal aliens and others who do not belong on our voter rolls to vote because they continue to believe that they will elect Democrats. So you just can't slip in the side shots, especially on the last Saturday before Christmas, my man.
Well, I hope you guys have a great Christmas. KNUS going through some changes, but I'll be with you guys if you let me on the air. And I didn't mean to sandbag you with the unprovoked commentary.
Fair enough. You're often thoughtful and almost always fair. So I take you at your word, and I'll be back next week so we can stir it up again.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, Chris. Thank you very much. Let's go to Charlene. Is it Charlene or Charlene? Charlene in Castle Pines. Good morning.
Hi, Randy. Well, you know, I told him I wanted to talk about what's going on at KNUS and the leaving of Chuck. Is that okay if I talk about that?
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say, go ahead.
Well, no. I'm just going to make kind of a theoretical assessment of it.
Okay.
In this, you know, I have a background in psychology as well as Karen Catlin does in social work. And a lot of the listeners have backgrounds of that. A lot of nurses listen to KNUS. But anyway, you know, it's the motivating factors in life are love and fear. You do things out of love or you do things out of fear. In this case, I believe that KNUS is basing their decision out of fear, and I do believe they've caved to the rabid left. Because as a Christian station and as a Christian, we are taught to forgive, and we especially forgive our brethren, and, you know, one of us, we forgive them. And I'm not excusing what he said, but it's not the worst thing anybody has ever said, and it's not the worst thing anybody has ever done. I mean, they're really blowing it out of proportion. The other thing I don't appreciate about KNUS is that they open the wounds on the gun shootings. I mean, for something to heal, you have to let that wound close and not keep exposing it, like KNUS seems to do. And so,
well, you've got to talk to hosts about that, because KNUS is not programming the shows.
I'm not talking to you, Randy.
I'm talking about
the show. Yeah,
but you're saying KNUS, and
anyway,
it's not management. It's not the station or the parent corporation. Hosts plan their shows, and so, you know, that would
exactly. I hear you exactly. But anyway, I just want to say that I support Chuck, whatever he does and wherever he goes. I do hope he stays on the air, and I do hope at some point in the future that KNUS will reconsider their decision, because it's really Chuck and Julie and you too, Randy, that get people out of the event. You know, that's where, because of the three of you, and Peter Boyle, that's why people come. And so, you know, you've got to love your supporters more than you fear your detractors.
I hear you. And yet,
thank you for letting me share that.
And yet, I'll just tell you, Thursday when I was here and spent some time with the parents of Kendrick Castillo, I just couldn't, I couldn't disagree with the decision. I just couldn't.
Yeah. Well, and I also don't like KNUS bringing them up to back up their decision. I don't like that. And that's the way I saw that.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Okay. You got the show you want to do, and you got the show that shows up. But I get it. I love Chuck and Julie. I have never had a crossword with anybody at the station save one. And none of them are the topic of conversations here. And that goes with management as well. Management loves the people here. And from what I can tell, the people who work here, you know, love the management as well. So Man, oh man, oh man. So let me see. I was going to read a couple of really good emails. Where the heck are they? Oh, I just got word. I will be in the Sunday Colorado Sun opinion column. So check it out. I'll be in for Peter Boyle's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday next week, and we can talk about it. Some of you are probably going to be mad at me, but I can't help it. But let's get to some of these emails. I was really glad for Steve to weigh in. I've been saying that the George Soros comment from Attorney General Barr during his interview with Martha McCallum was scrubbed from the interview that I watched and that we took our audio down from, but apparently it was a two-part interview. And so just what happens when you're not watching TV, I guess. So I must have just missed it. I must have been looking at the wrong part. But so great that Attorney General Barr would go ahead and call out George Soros. Talk about election interference, and the Attorney General of the United States is all over it. And so I just love that. Steve said, I heard it, and I was also surprised he brought up Soros. Love your show. Love your show. Thank you, Steve. That's the cough drop in my mouth. And let's see, Gail, dancing on people's graves. What about Trump dancing on Dingell's grave? Apparently, she doesn't realize that Dingell wished Trump to go straight to hell before he died, and probably doesn't care that Trump, you know, went out of his way to give John Dingell the funeral, state type of funeral that his wife wanted. And then the wife turns around and says, yeah, I'm impeaching this guy based on this sham, thin, non-existent set of hearsay, allegations, opinions, etc., and says, yeah, we should impeach this president. So, sorry. I love a president who punches back.